You know, it was a while back, you know, not that long ago, what, about 7, 8 years ago, that we had this whole issue of having these across-the-board cuts that really hurt. I mean, it hit everything. When it was time to, for one thing, decide whether or not to raise the debt ceiling limit, which is something that typically Congress does each year in order to pay for whatever debts we've incurred. But a part of it, you know, partly because some of our politicians were saying we're not going to agree to raise the debt ceiling. Discussion also came into play as to what would happen with regards to trying to come up with a good budget. And of course, the experts kept saying what has been true all the time. We, in order to have that budget strong, we need to have the right mix. The right mix, they kept telling us, of tax cuts and increased spending. The right amount of tax cuts and increased spending or tax revenues. The Democrats kept saying, okay, we'll do that. We're game. We're on board. We'll go ahead and talk tax cuts and we'll talk about spending and tax increases. The Republicans said, we'll talk tax cuts, but that's it. We're not going to discuss anything else. All this business about increasing taxes is out. So you may recall that as the Republicans kept absolutely refusing to agree to seriously consider that combination of tax cuts and tax reform, the Democratic Party decided to try something that they figured would almost force the Republicans to say, okay, we'll go along with what the experts are saying, the economists and others, and we'll go ahead and agree to seriously talk about tax reform and spending cuts. Spending cuts and tax reform, both will be on the table. And so what the Democrats thought would get the Republicans there was by saying, okay, tell you what, if you won't talk about tax reform and spending cuts, then it's going to have to be across the board cuts, everything, including Department of Defense. The Republicans called their bluff. That was not a wise bluff. That was not a wise bluff. The Republicans called it. And so instead of us getting a good budget bill that included the right mix of spending cuts and tax reform, we got the across-the-board cuts. Don't forget now, like I told you, a lot of times, a lot of our politicians are really counting on us to forget, to not remember how we got where we got and who got us there. Across-the-board cuts. We didn't get the wise budget bill that we needed, one that was founded on the right mix of tax reform and spending cuts. Instead, we got that across-the-board thing, and it was painful, very, very painful. It added to the pain that we were already experiencing. Now, I'm bringing that up to bring this up. The general rule of thumb still has not changed. In order to have a good budget, there still needs to be the right mix of tax reform and spending cuts. And anytime, this is what the professionals say, this is what the experts say, they say anytime you have just increases of taxes or just major tax cuts, you're going to be causing problems. If it's one or the other, if it's just tax cuts, if it's just increased spending, you're going to cause problems. That's where we are now. The proposal is all about tax cuts and not that right mix of cuts and spending. Tax reform. The center says that a major tax bill really should raise revenue to help finance existing federal commitments and to meet critical national needs now and in the future. At a minimum, tax legislation should not lose revenue, which would increase the nation's long-term fiscal challenges and make harsh cuts to key programs more likely. The nation's fiscal outlook is far different today than it was in 2001 when President Bush's costly tax cuts, also enacted through the reconciliation process, were justified in part because of projections at that time of large budget surpluses and declining debt in the years ahead. Remember, President Clinton had already built up huge surpluses and had things kept going the way they had been going under his policies, there would have been more surpluses. But as I mentioned, soon after President Bush was in office, within about a year or so of his time in office, he had wiped out all the surpluses. So not only were we no longer headed towards more surpluses, but the surpluses we already had were wiped out, completely obliterated, gone. So look where the nation's being taken now. We'll talk some more about this tax cut, this wonderful tax cut with huge costs, major costs. We'll be looking at this some more over the coming days and weeks. We'll be back and we're going to be talking about something else in just a few. So stay with us. You're listening to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. here on 1550 AM The Voice and online at speakingwith.com.